Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:26 Irish Summertime. Today is June 12th. Well, this has been a day which can only be described as something that had a lot of rock and roll. The retail sales figures in the US came out double what people were expecting, and that set Wall Street up for a significant rally through the first half of the day. And we saw the Dow and the S&P at one point almost completely rebound from that rather big downward dynamic they had yesterday. Unfortunately, at least unfortunately for bulls, towards the middle of the day, we saw the Dow and the S&P and the Nasdaq giving up the impressive gain that they had had earlier on in the day. Now, they all finished in positive territory, but not nearly as much as they had been earlier on in the day. Today was also a pretty mixed day for Asia. We had a downward dynamic in the Nikkei and in the Hang Seng. The second section in Japan broke down, which we've often looked at as a lead indicator, so that's a negative, although the Nikkei and the Topix and the Topix Banks Index are still looking pretty okay. But in, for example, India was up today, and that is flying in the face of those interest rate hikes that we had yesterday. It's, I think, a signal that investors there are far more concerned about inflation than they are about interest rate hikes and the fact that the central bank seems to be actually doing something about it is, I think, probably viewed as a positive. In Indonesia, we also had a good day, but generally what we saw was a lot of markets were down today, but they rallied to the upper side of their range, but still finished down on the day. And in Europe, we saw the IBEX up over 2%, the FTSE up in excess of 1%, but it was generally a mixed day across that region as well. What we're seeing a lot in stock markets is a high degree of uncertainty, and that's hardly surprising given the fact that we're seeing so many markets coming back down towards those January and March lows. David wrote a rather extensive piece in here today, so I won't go over that exact same material in the audio, but just to say that markets do need to hold above those January and March lows for the most part, and we need to see upper dynamics to tell us that demand is coming back in at these levels. There's no evidence of that just yet, so it is still for the bulls to prove in this ongoing crisis of confidence in stock markets. But there was plenty of other things happened in here today. I think most important of those was the treasuries. They broke down from that short-term distribution. This is a very orderly downtrend, and it's reasserting itself in here today. The 10-year was down in excess of a full point, as was the 30-year. And we had weakness right across the sector in gilts and in eurobonds. So this is certainly an area that is under pressure. We saw that they peaked back in January and never really looked like they were going to exceed the highs that were seen in January. The fact is that inflation is becoming a problem, or it continues to be a problem, and central bankers have been a little bit more hawkish about talking about it. It remains conjecture as to whether they're actually going to raise rates or not at the next meeting. Personally, I think that is an outside chance, but the market is starting to price in the fact that inflation is becoming a problem and we are seeing higher yields as a result. Of course, let's not also forget that the government bond prices had become ridiculously overbought by the time they got up to those January highs, and we're seeing an unwinding of that panicky condition. The other reasonably important thing that happened here today was that nickel price jumped $1,300. It had a good upper dynamic 2 days ago, held on to it more or less yesterday, and that is moving from deeply oversold territory and is being supported by some rather important fundamentals, such as Manara Resources having to cut out 23% of their production, and BHP shutting down this refinery in here today. So that is supportive of the nickel price, which has been really aggressively sold in the last few weeks. The dollar is also extremely important in here. Dollar has rallied right up to almost 74. The high of the day was 74.03, so just a touch that level intraday. But it's right up at the upper side of this range. It has a progression of lower highs from that low we saw back, I think, in January. And it would really need to do something significant on the downside to offset scope for this to break upwards. That is potentially a headwind for the commodity complex. Oil was really quite volatile in here today. At one point, it was down, I think, $5 and something, but actually closed up on the day. Gold was as low as 857, but closed up near 870. And silver went right down to test the $16 level, went down as low as 1625, but finished up around 650. So we're seeing precious metals coming right down to test the lows for this range. And it's going to be interesting to see whether they will rally from this area once more. I personally feel the temptation to buy them around these levels because they are cheap relative to how they've traded in the last few months. But I'm going to resist the temptation because I believe that this is a medium-term correction. And the risks are really that it is going to range around rather than trend aggressively. And I think that there are more consistent trends out there right now. And those are certainly in the agriculturals right now. Corn was up 5 3/4, although that is significantly off the highs. And that it remains a, well, I think what we can only describe now as an getting a little bit overstretched looking. I was stopped out of my long this morning, but seeing that it had rallied up again, I reopened that long and I put my stop back in the same place. So that is a pretty tight trade. I am willing to risk some of the profit I've taken in just to see whether this is going to move further on the upside, and the weather reports are pretty grim. So we may still see some further upside in this area, but it is looking overstretched, and I think this is more gambling now than investing. The oil complex. Oil, it has been remarkably whippy over the last few days, and you look at the distillates such as heating oil, where it fell back for 10 days and now has rallied right back up towards the highs, but has so far been unable to make new highs. And oil does really need to move back above the recent highs and reassert its uptrend to remain consistent. For the bears, it really needs to pull back below $120 to break a lot of the different characteristics of this consistent uptrend, which we've identified on a number of occasions. But generally, when we see such whippy action in stock markets and in the commodity markets, and government bonds are probably one of the more consistent trends, which are not oversold to any great degree out there at the moment. It's a real indication that investors are very nervous. And we can tell that I think we're generally our best barometers, and the anxiety levels, at least in my office, have risen considerably over the last few weeks. That is also, of course, in part due to the long time I spent nursing the Hang Seng position that I had, and seeing that in moderately out of the money for quite a long time. I reopened the Hang Seng in here today because I saw that it had fallen quite considerably again today, and I was betting that it was going to rebound. So that's going to be interesting to see what happens in Asia tomorrow, because this hasn't been a particularly strong close in the US, and there was rather mixed activity in there today. I think a lot of Asian watchers will be looking at the Wall Street leash effect and the well anticip well the po possibility that we could see a rally from the lower side of the range, although I want to reiterate there is no evidence of that just yet. And we really do need to see those upper dynamics to offset scope for this to actually break down on the lower side. We've seen that the banking shares have broken down, and they've broken down in a number of areas. The FTSE banks have broken to new lows, and the European banks are coming down to test those lows. So they have led on the downside throughout this reaction or medium-term correction that we've seen over the last year, and that is certainly a worry for people looking for the bounce. And no evidence that that is happening just yet. I better stop repeating myself. Looking at a couple of the other currencies, the dollar had a pretty broad-based rally in here today. So the Aussie dollar is down to 93.46, backing away from the push towards parity that it looked like doing in the last few months. I think that is in response to the Reserve Bank of Australia saying that they weren't going to raise interest rates. And we also have the euro coming back from the 100 and, well, towards the 160 level and back to 154.34. That is also looking a little bit top heavy in here right now. And that's pretty much it from me for this evening, but thank you very much for your time and have a great evening.